I'm Mike Plourde, and joining me in the studio is Mark Evans, one of the voices of the Negaunee Miners. Mark, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I was just driving up here thinking to myself, my goodness, week three, and I'm probably going to be wearing shorts in the press box tonight. What a great day for this, eh?
Yeah, isn't that something?
And yep. It's a home opener.
It's the home opener.
So there goes every excuse. Everybody says, well, you know, I can't make the... Well, it's the home opener. Bring a radio along and stop into the new and improved Miner Stadium, by the way.
Yeah, I got a brand new press box, which from what I've seen pictures of it. Looks beautiful. Looks fantastic. We, of course, appreciate that very much.
Well, the nice thing about the new press box is our radio booth is on one end, and the other radio guys is way down on the other end, so I don't have to deal with you at all.
Which also means you won't be throwing anything at me while I'm trying to talk.
Well, there's a downside to this whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. But right now the Miners are 2-0.
Yep.
Had a big game in Calumet. I listened to a lot of your broadcast, you and Greg Nelson. And you know what? I got to tell you guys, you still got it. It's fantastic. It's fun to listen to you. Greg is about as good a color guy as you can get for the Negaunee Miners. But talk about the Miners in Calumet a little bit.
Interesting ball game. We thought it might be more of a benchmark game than we saw in week one, and it was. My question going into that ball game is, okay, what are we going to see defensively? Because we didn't in week one really get a chance to see defensively what the Miners were really all about, because they really weren't facing much of an offensive attack. Much better. A little bit more vanilla on the offense from we expected from Calumet, but still the response from the Miner defense was really, really good. I mean, pitched the shutout till about 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. And Calumet got that crazy long touchdown run to make it a little bit closer. But, you know, it was 14-0, and it just really felt like the Miners were in control of that ballgame even more than that. Calumet got that late touchdown, but other than that, defensively, I think that answered a lot of questions that I had about Negaunee going in.
I think you're absolutely right. The Hematites have seen Calumet also, and it really is defense that covers that game. Now you got the Gladstone Braves coming in this weekend. The Braves have, between the Miners and the Braves, they've kind of fashioned a bit of a rivalry going on there.
Well, they've been a non-conference opponent for as long as I can remember. You know, and this is 20 years that I've been up here, so they've always played each other. And as a matter of fact, now with Gladstone coming into the conference next year, that seems to be just such a natural fit. But yeah, there have been some real knockdown, drag-out ball games between these two. I remember a couple of broken collarbones in one game. You know, the Gladstone traditionally has always been a team that's been physical. The question with Gladstone this year is, okay, who's coming to play? Gwynn took him to the woodshed in the opening week. And we're kind of at the beginning of the season talking about, okay, Gladstone's going to be improved. I don't think Gladstone has a sense of itself just yet. They've got the kids. They've got the talent. They just haven't found a way to put it all together. And, of course, the hope is that they don't do it in week three.
Well, and you know darn well they're going to want to do it in week three, because you know what? Any team that comes into Miner Stadium, you've got the crowd there. You know, you've got the whole setting. There's just nothing like football night in Negaunee. And when you come into Miner Stadium, you really, really want to make a good impression.
Well, it's such a great way to open a weekend, you know, and it's like high school football really in many, many communities across the UP, and really across the country. You know, they put their own spin on it in the Iron Town, and that's so nice with the marching band coming down the hill, coming around back behind the stadium. The students are involved. You know, the students, if they're not on the playing field, they're in the cheerleading corps, they're in the band, they're in the flag corps. The kids are all involved. They're so engaged there, and the whole community gets engaged, and that's what's really fun. If you've never taken in a ball game at Negaunee, even if you're not a Miner fan, like you said, it's just a great experience from top to bottom.
Yeah, you got to try it one time. Even if you're not necessarily a football fan, it's a party in Negaunee.
Yeah.
Now, for the Negaunee Miner offense, what have you seen so far with the offense?
Exactly what I thought we'd see. Nothing sexy. Nothing crazy about it. It is, here we go, we're going to run off this tackle, we're going to run off this tackle, we're going to do it with our big fullback, we're going to toss in our tailback, and every now and again we're going to run option, and if we don't have to throw the football and you can't stop us, we ain't gonna. It's just that simple. You know, there's nothing too crazy about it, and there's no reason to be. You know, as any coach will tell you, if the play is working, the play is working. They don't ask how, they ask how many. And if you can start racking up yards and points just by running 2-3 simple plays, we haven't needed to see much more than we've seen right now. It's been very, very efficient, and that's the nice thing about it. If you run, you know, we talked about this last week, you know, with Vince Lombardi, you run the same play perfectly, it's all about execution. They can't stop it. Doesn't matter. You execute a play very, very well, it's going
to
work.
Yeah, and Vince Lombardi used to say, we can just tell the other guys what we're going to run. Try and stop it. See what happens.
And we're going to see if Gladstone can do that tonight, because if anybody knows what's coming, it's Gladstone.
It should be Gladstone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And when you talk about coaches in the midpen, but you talk about Coach Paul Jacobson directly, you're absolutely right, Mark. He's gonna run it and run it and run it until you stop me.
And he's going to keep smiling as he does it.
Yeah.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a beautiful night for it. We got a little bit of rain in the forecast, but whatever. It's sunny and gorgeous right now. So if you haven't made plans for a Friday night, do so to join us. We're going to kick the broadcast off about 6:25, 6:30 this evening. Kickoff is at 7, and it's going to be an absolutely beautiful night for it. And here's hoping for 3-0.
That sounds great. He was hoping for 3-0, and I'll tell you what, bring your radio with you because these guys know the players. You might see something going on way in the far corner. You don't have to flip with your program. You know, get the program, but they'll tell you exactly what's going on, who's doing what. Mark, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good to see you, Mike.